次吗？
I'm the mother of Daniel Williams. He was a victim of a knife crime. Basically, today I just want basically the youth to come together, stop the warring and the fighting. There's no need for it, basically. I mean, all this NG8, NG5, that's crap. Nobody owns no territory. The territory belongs to the community. And now the community needs to make a stand. Stop burying our kids. They need to go and pay a visit to the mortuary to go and see what we have to see. And it's not a pretty sight.
Today we are organizing a march to protest all about crime, the violence which is affecting our community, and that's why we are here today to say enough is enough, we need to stop.
The reason we organized this was because we wanted the community of Nottingham to come together, everybody from Nottingham to come together, whether you're young, you're old, you're black, you're white, you live in whatever area. We wanted people to come together and say, well, we as a community don't want any more serious violent crime. We don't like the gun culture. We don't like knife crime. We don't like the gang culture that's developing. And the thing is, it's about us. We don't need to wait for anybody else to tell us. It's about us as a community standing up and saying, we don't want this anymore. And this is about us sending a message to the people out there. Because we know that some of the people, the hardcore people out there, is not going to come. But the thing is, if they watch the news or they look at the papers or whatever, they're going to see that we are standing firm and saying we don't want any more of that. Yeah? Yeah. I mean, the thing that's very, very important to us in terms of this part of the event is we really, really want people to reflect on the actual human cost of some of this madness. Yeah, we need people to reflect on that. And that's why we've got parents here. We've got family members here. We've got young people here. We want people to think about, you know, having a gun, having a knife, it might be a joke thing to certain people, but there's a real human cost. And we want people to think about that, yeah? All right, thanks.
We can be the people gonna take you to the future. Put down your gun, you know we're not gonna shoot you. Put down your gun, you know we're not gonna shoot you. We gonna be the super sharp shooter, gonna execute the plan tonight. We know what we got to do when we feel alright about it. Do you feel alright? Do you feel alright? Freedom fighters, don't give up.
Not just get everything, so I've written it down, so if you just bear with me. When I think back to 2004, I can say that life was normal. We did the things that normal families do. We went to work, school, we had a home life. But then on the 9th of October, bang, 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 six shots were fired and our lives were changed forever. One of those shots hit my daughter Danielle, causing her massive internal bleeding. Her 14-year-old body couldn't cope with the damage. And still today, we, her family and friends, are left trying to cope with that damage. And what I want to say today is that when anyone picks up a gun or a knife or any kind of weapon that they plan to use to hurt other people, they're not just affecting the person they attack, they're actually affecting their whole family and the wider community. There's a ripple effect. It's like dropping a pebble in a lake and watching the ripple go out and out, and it spreads out into the community. And that is how violent crime affects people. And I've seen that ripple effect right across Nottingham. Danielle and many, many others have you seen from the mothers and families on the stage. She died because somebody didn't think and somebody didn't care. Well, my view is that someone needs to care about how the guns are getting onto our streets and we need to think of ways to stop them. We can march and we can protest as the small man and join together in unity, where, you know, fantastic. But there are bigger men at the top that need to address these issues. It's not about us here today just marching. There's bigger men at the top who've got the answers. The evil needs cutting out, it needs rooting out, and it needs starting somewhere.
Sorry.
Yeah, are you ready?
Yeah.
Could you just maybe introduce yourself a little bit? What's your name? What have you been doing?
Yeah, my name's Jed Franseek. I'm the manager of Supporting Communities, and what we've been doing with Supporting Communities is working with other organisations, Christian Lifeline Centre, African Initiative Support, also Nottingham Caribbean Carnival, to actually pull together this Peace and Unity event. And what that's been is a march, and also an event in the Market Square, and it's against guns, knife crime, and against gangs and the gang culture that has developed in Nottingham.
Why is it important for people to care about this issue?
It's very, very important, because every life matters, and we don't want any more young people being the victims of gun or serious violent crime. We don't want young people being afraid to go into different areas of Nottingham. No, we need freedom, so where people can go anywhere they want, the youths can go anywhere they want, and also you don't have to worry about somebody stabbing you and all that kind of stuff. Even though crime's got better recently, we still have to be vigilant.
How do you feel the response has been to your campaign? Because it's been going for some time, it's not just this event, it's been...
That's right. I think it's been very positive, to be honest with you. I mean, it's the first, in terms of a big event, that we've tried to pull together in a Market Square. So we're very, very positive about it. And this is the beginning of future things. This is not the be-all and end-all of it.
How can people get involved? What can people do in their own communities, or maybe with your organisation, to counter this problem?
Well, there's a couple of things. For the people that are here at the march, we want people to give, you know, provide contact details, etc. And also, we're asking people for their own ideas to help us to move forward. What we're doing after this is we're going to sit down, do an evaluation of the event, talk to a load of people afterwards, and we're going to plan future events. There are some events that are already planned, but we want more things to happen. This is like a big bang, but we want things to happen from this.
There's a big turnout.
A very big turnout, and we're very pleased about that.
How does it make you feel?
Very, very positive, because it shows the community cares.
Basically, we're trying to show the youth and the wider community that when gun crime, violence against each other, black on black killings, black on white killings, white on white killings, it's all got to stop. We all have to live as one, man.
We do. It's not on, is it?
Straight up, man, it's not on. So the faces out here are saying it's not on. They're showing in mass that, you know, we've got to live together.
How you feel seeing all these people here together?
Hello.
Now it fills your heart, man. It's joyous to say that, yeah, everybody's coming out here and to try and show the wider community that, yo, we've got to live together.
If you got anything to say to some people that might be listening to this, like what they can do in their own communities, what would you say to them?
Leave the weapons at home, man. Yo, if you're not armed, you can take away yourself. Take away yourself from the shit that comes to you. Just move out. So if you're not armed, you're not going to keep creating harm to anybody.
Cool. Take care, yeah? See you.